this ship is stripped. I'll take another hit and try to forget what you've already missed. You're just the first victim of this. What did they do? Where did I go? Why did they take me away? Will I know? And when will I come over? Come over. What did they do? Where did I go? Why did they take me away? Will I know? And when will I? When the secret is in the government. When the secret, yeah, it's our own. When the secret is in the government. When the secret, yeah, it's our own. So when you calm down, wake up, and look towards the sky, you did not die. You were just mobilized. Taken to their ship is stripped. I'll take another hit and try to forget what you already missed. You're just the first victim of this. What did they do? Where did I go? Why did they take me away? Will I know? And when will I come over? Come over. What did they do? Where did I go? Why did they take me away? Will I know? And when will I? When the secret, yes, in the government. When the secret, yeah, it's our own. When the secret, yes, in the government. When the secret, yeah, it's our own.
And encasing in depth of the extraterrestrial.
And hostilities of this kind would naturally mean.
Kaplunk out there!
Several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity.
Steals a paper to check the front page.
that's in Dallas went down. So how long we gonna wait until we get the keys to the mansion on the hill? I wanna know right now. How long we gonna waste our time? Well, in a bus is bound for the welfare line.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from KMAvins.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Where quake meets reality. Urban Terror.
Hey, greetings, good afternoon, good evening. It's been a while since we've done this. It's only been about 5 weeks now since we have had Urban Radio on the air, but thanks to Spellbinder, that little bitch, he made me get back on the air today and actually do a show. I ran out of excuses. I had nothing else to do. So we're here, and we're going to have a good time here in the next hour or so. So let's get through this song, get the props out, and we'll get on with the show.
They're all over me.
When it comes down to the wire, you'll scream Urban Terror.
God help us all.
You kick my gun out of my hand. Pray that you have another fan.
I come at you with all that's left. This will be your two last breath. Plans raging battle.
Put
you in the ground.
Man down! Your team will be target practice.
And every you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in it.
You will fear my name. And you remember the game.
Urban Terror.
Welcome to the Esports Revolution.
Revolution. Epileptic Gaming. The Lecture. Open Bar. In the Mix. The Pawn Biggie Program. That 80s Music Show. Urban Radio. The O Club. And gaming coverage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Esports Revolution. TSN. www.tsncentral.com.
So what's going on? It is Oswald, as I said once again here. A little Urban Radio for your Friday afternoon, Friday evening, wherever the hell you may be in North America, in Europe, and yes, unfortunately, even in Canada. And, you know, I guess I can't say that too bad or too much because we do have Blade Killer. She's sort of going to be co-hosting the show with us today. And Blade, are you there, dear? Well, so much for the start of this show, huh? Anyway, she is here. I see her in the channel here on Ventrilo. And we do want to get some of you involved in the show today. If you have a question or are interested in getting on air with myself and Blade Killer, then feel free to send me a private message. You will need Ventrilo. You can find it at Ventrilo.com. Or you can do exclamation mark radio in Pound Urban Terror on ETG Network. And you can get all the information right there. We do have an Urban Radio server up for you if you want to tune in and frag your little asses off. Thanks to Thunder, Thunder's Playpen. Over in Brussels, Belgium, the server is up and running. CTF, many of you over in Europe play on it quite a bit. One of the best servers over in Europe. Head there now, 212.68.196.169. All the information over on urbanterror.net. Just click on the Urban Radio link and then click on the server information and you will find it. Let's check in with Blade again if she's there. Blade, are you there? Well, she's... Oh!
Oh! Him. It's me. I thought you had me muted. It was me. I forgot I muted my mic. Oh, you can tell where my head's at.
And you are you're just a bit loud, so turn down your volume on your mic just a bit because you're clipping just a bit.
How's that?
A little better.
Any better?
Still a little loud, actually.
A little lower?
Loud, yeah, you're still...
Really?
You're loud.
Okay.
Just,
how's that?
Oh, that's better. That's the Blade we want to hear. So what's going on?
Okay. What isn't? Lots of testing. I have almost 200 people now.
Yeah, I know. The list seems to grow and grow every day. But, you know, I even saw you made a comment about we have 200 testers or almost 200 testers, and there's nobody on the server.
Well, I find usually if I hop on a server, I always have somebody to test with. Usually at least 3-4 join. So that's one good thing about having this many. I haven't been complaining about that. Somebody else said that, actually.
Oh, did they?
I saw that
comment. I believe it was on the development channel. But regardless of that, things are going well. I know I have not been around. I've just had way too much going on. Real life is beginning to kick my ass, and it's finally catching up with me here. So, and I'm sure you will attest to this, I haven't done anything for this release. I have the files, and you know, that's about all I can say. I have
you've
the files.
You've played a bit.
If you call it playing.
You've tested a little.
Very little.
You've been busy with other stuff. Well, work's getting a little better for me.
Oh, that's good.
It's sort of let up a bit. It's not quite as stressful. Quite,
yeah. It's always nice to try to get away from work, and, you know, that's why we have Urban Terror. But for some reason, the stress level just does not seem to go down all the time. It still stays pretty high. And even now, I mean, we're still trying to get this release out. And I know people have been asking me about, you know, when's the release date? Well, as we've done in the past, we don't have a date yet. When we do, when we're ready, we will announce it. So how's it? Give these people that aren't testers some idea as to how it's been going, and, you know, talk a little bit about some of the changes just in the recent version.
Well, it's pretty amazing right now with three coders going at it. I can't keep up with what they're doing. I mean, we have a whole bunch of match code already done. Hi-C's been working on that. And we've got auto demos and pause and ready and captain and referee and coach mode and, I mean, shuffle teams. It's just all works. It's great. It's really funny to watch people go, what the heck's going on? It's doing a demo. Yeah. Bomb mode is, 80%, maybe more than that. I mean, it's just more GUI type stuff to do now, graphic stuff, you know, like get the bomb model done as well. More than one, actually.
Yeah, I've seen a couple different versions of the bomb. I believe Dragon did one. I know Crazy Butcher has one. And then was it LT1 from...
Ronan from Triad is doing one for us at Dragon's request. His is almost finished. It's the briefcase style. Crazy Butcher has a satchel style that he's doing. LT1 has done the classic dynamite style. Somebody else? No, that's it.
That's it.
So I'll be glad when one of those is done. So stop using this silly med pack as a bomb. It just looks so stupid in game.
Yeah, for those of you who don't really understand what we're talking about, majority of the testing has been with the bomb mode. I think every time I've loaded up a map,
We've
been on? We've been on Village 2, and it's been the bomb mode. And
Village 2 is really popular.
And we don't have a bomb yet, so we're using a med pack as the bomb. So you'll see this little med pack that sits a little bit off the ground there, and you got to go over and try to defuse the med kit before it blows up. But like I said, a lot of the testing... go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you brought up defusing, and that was one of the things that isn't finished yet. The display for that will be improved quite a bit. Right now it's just a yellow bar that you see, but Density has plans for that. They've done some really nice graphic things, HUD-wise. Phnom is working on a whole new UI for us, and one of the nice things they've done is, you put your crosshair over a teammate. Now you have a choice. You can have it the old way, or you can have it in the center of your screen with a health bar underneath instead of saying wounded or needs medic.
So there you guys go.
Happy.
I was going to say, there you guys go. You actually have an option now. No longer is the forum Nazi saying, no, you can't have it that way. We've actually given you an option for something. Now, how do you like that? You know, because that's our answer to everything. Well, I want it this way. Make it an option. No, not everything is going to be an option, but this, I agree. This is a good option to have.
Yeah, it's nice. I really like the new way. It's really nice to have. The bar is quite nice. It's visible and it's so easy to see when you're healing somebody. I find it really is nice to use because the other one just sort of jumps, whereas this goes along, you can see the person getting better. I find it's good as a medic. I also like the new thing we've done with medics so that you can heal. If you are a medic carrying a med pack, you can be healed by somebody else, one of your teammates, to full health, just as though they had the med pack. No more dropping the med pack on the ground and them having to pick it up.
Oh, well, that made it a little bit more challenging. I agree. I agree. This is probably better. I mean, you have the med kit, you may as well just be able
It keeps the game flow, I find. It's funny. I go back and I play 2.6a, and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
I missed the change in 2.7.
And one thing, for those of you who were trying to get to the server, the Urban Radio server, I believe I gave you the wrong IP address here as I copied it down wrong. It's 212.68.195.169, so I was off by just one there. So, like I said, go to urbantear.net, click on Urban Radio, and all the server information is there. It is Thunder's playpen. I do want to thank Thunder for the last minute Urban Radio server this week. Of course, I'm scrambling here at the end trying to get everything set up, trying to get some of the development team to come on here on Ventrilo and talk to you guys about what we've been doing since, like I said, I haven't been fully in this development cycle. I basically know what's going on, but Blade Killer, High C, there's just two of them. Density, he's been a big help, as has 27. And the three-coder format, the three-headed monster, it's been a while since we've had three coders actually working on a build at one time.
Well, one of the things that made that possible this time was that we set up the CVS server. Rabid Cow got that on our server, added in all the...
Oh, she clipped out, it looks like. But like she was...
Yes, I have been muted. I was muted.
I didn't mute
you.
Yeah,
so the CVS server makes a huge difference. All three of them can work at the same time. They don't have to worry. They can merge their code properly. And it's been wonderful. I love it. The best part is getting new code from the guys and getting on the server with the testers and having to go. I love that.
And new code is something that we've been getting probably two or three times a week here in the past, I would say, month or so. I believe we're up to build 19 or 19 alpha. I think 19 alpha is actually the server side. And lot going on.
19 alpha is a server side fix. Yeah, and I've got some skinning I have to do because we're getting new models. Basically, the old ones have been tweaked by Crazy Butcher. And 27 has done new hit detection system for them, replacing Ares, means a new skin mesh for them, so I've had to do all new skins, basically taking the old one, putting them to the new, where I can. I don't know, I may not be able to do that with all of them.
Right. And we're also changing, I don't know how much you want to go into it, or how much we want to keep this a secret, but the player models?
The screen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought you were talking weapons here. Sorry. Yes.
No. They're not changing. We're not. Miles is doing a new G36. CB have made a new model for it, so that'll be nice.
The new model.
But I'm taking.
I was going to say the new G36 model is just outstanding. If you guys haven't seen it, go find Crazy Butcher's signature and click on it, and you'll go to his personal site, and you can actually see what the G36 model looks like. It rocks. You'll use it just because it looks good. That was your cue, but...
Well, you've got me muted again.
No, you're
or
not
at least
muted.
It always goes red, as though I'm muted, so I think I'm muted.
Well, you probably
so
just
then
have
I don't
to,
talk.
Yeah, you probably just have to speak up a little bit louder because it is voice-activated. If you haven't played around with it...
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know. I thought you were doing it.
No. And you're getting loud again, too. You're starting to...
Oh, that's because I pulled the mic closer to my mouth. How's that?
Ah, much better.
So hard to tell. So you see now, it doesn't always react.
If you are just tuning into Urban Radio, this is the first time in about 5 weeks we have been on the air talking Quake 3 Urban Terror. It is Oswald with you here, TSN. Along with me today, we do have Blade Killer. She's just talking a little bit about what's been going on with the testing. Another thing I should add that is fairly big news is we hired a new mapper. We got Dick. We have Dick Dastardly now, and you know, I gotta say it because everybody wants me to say it. I like Dick.
So do I.
But he was added earlier this week. Maybe you saw the news over on our development site on silicon-ice.com. We put it up there. But Dick Dastardly was added, as he has a couple of great maps, including the one which we really can't talk about right now that is currently in Alpha 2 testing, I believe. But it's very slick map. Like some of the other mappers in the community, the guy is on top of everything when it comes to mapping. So we look forward to his contributions to Urban Terror, and I'm sure we'll see some of his current maps updated. I know he's talked about Golgotha a bit, that he does want to update that. Same thing with Campus, which was included in the level design contest map pack. Jeez, get that out.
Try to get there we go. Well, it's hard to get this thing activated. I think Golgotha might make a good bomb map. His new map is really nice. It plays better than I thought it would when I tried it. I was really surprised at how well it played for the type of map it is. It's very vertical, so I didn't expect that. But it has good flow, really good flow. And I think the fans will be really surprised.
Yeah, I was...
Actually, we have a lot of maps for this release, a lot.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I was.
And they've been designed for bomb in particular, so it makes a difference. Now, some of the old maps also work well for bomb, like Rommel. Rommel's perfect.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I was trying to get a hold of Dick today in order to get his approval to talk a little bit about some of his new map here, because I know there's aspects of that map that he does not want anybody to know about until it's released. But like I said, this map is pretty impressive, and as Blade says, it plays very well, especially in bomb mode, which is the main thing we've been testing. As you heard her say, it's about 80% complete, but there is still work to be done on it. But overall, it plays very well, and we are still tweaking it, still finishing up some of the code here, some of the work as it pertains to bomb mode. Another thing that she touched on, we do have a lot of maps. I think there are something like, what do we have right now? I think we have 15, you know, let me pull it up. I was... You know, in preparation for the team meeting we have tonight for Silicon Ice, I was going through all the maps we have, and I think we have, it looks like we have 20 maps right now that are included in the distribution, or somehow included that we've made. And on top of that, there's another 9 that are in testing. Most of these are SID maps. There's a couple that aren't. That includes Village 2. It includes Dick's map. It includes Streets 2, which Invis has been working on here, which I completely love. It includes a new version of Sanctuary. It includes Wetwire's map Precinct. And then our little mapping fiend here, Dragon. Not only does he have Druglord 3, yeah, he's got Offshore.
He's something else.
And Filtration.
How does he do it?
I don't know. I do not know.
I don't know. What, 5 maps? Just like, there's 14 that we're testing.
Yes.
If you look on my... that's the wonderful site that he built me. when I lost my other forums, we lost our server unified forums, and so Dragon came to my rescue and set up a really great site with all the files listed with download ability for so all the testers can see right away what they've got to grab. And there's a couple of forums there for us to discuss everything, so it's great.
Yes, it is. It's worked out well. I think it's I think it's worked out better now than it has in the past. And you know, I guess part of that is a tribute to the community who's been so faithful and willing to work with us and give us their ideas, their opinions.
I can't say enough.
Yeah, you can't.
I can't say enough about our community now. There's such a difference, and coming and just going to them and asking for their help has just made it a huge difference. I wish I'd done a long time ago. I was always afraid that I couldn't deal with this many testers, and I found it quite the opposite because they're so supportive. They don't overwhelm me at all. So it's actually turned out to be great. I don't know what to say. It's just been fantastic. I mean, a big shout out to all of them. And it's amazing how it's just made such a difference.
Oh, go ahead, if you want.
That 8 months that we worked, well, the 8 months between 2.5 and 2.6 was really hard. And I wish I had reached out to the community for it. I think the support was there, and I didn't know it.
Well, yeah, I think we did know the support was there, but I still think we were being a little tight with the files. Still, I'm sure at times there is probably that issue of trust. Who can we give it to? And now that all we have that we're giving out to the testers are client builds, there's nothing they can do with them, which really helps. So, it actually helps.
Yeah, that makes it possible.
So it looks like we may have Miles. For those of you who have heard, Miles is still on our team, and looks like he's trying to connect now to Ventrilo. So we'll get him on here and we can see what's going on with him. But right now we're going to step away, play some music, take a quick break. And when we come back, we will get in to some more discussion about the upcoming version here, which right now is tentatively called 2.7. It's Oswald with Blake Killer here on TSN.
It's a lot more than...
Yes, it is.
It's a lot more than 2.7.
That it is.
And music time.
Yes, it is music time. We'll be right back. It's Oswald with Blake Killer right here at TSN.
Give me all my control. Sometimes I'm about to let go. Whatever happens in its lifetime.
That gaming server you have running on your old 288, lacking? Tired of hunting for an empty server that you and your friends can practice on? You ever get TK'd and think, if I was the admin, I'd make them all pay. Want to have a server that you and your team can call home? Well, look no further. ClanBank personal game servers are up for the taking at www.clanbank.com. Offering low-ping servers for the lower-budget gamer, ClanBank offers a variety of server options that cater to your little wallet that you probably just left in the washer.
Oh, crap.
ClanBank servers support games like Quake 3 Arena, Counter-Strike, Soldier of Fortune 2, Urban Terror, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and much, much more. Visit our website at www.clanbank.com for more information on how you and your team can benefit from the luxury of your very own dependable and affordable personal server. That's www.clanbank.com. Stay tuned to TSN for this week's coupon code, and you can use it to get 20% off any ClanBank server.
Why is Speakeasy the best broadband provider on Earth? Reason number 67. The Speakeasy Tell a Friend program. Speakeasy subscribers who refer a friend for service receive a $25 reward. That's right. All you have to do is tell your buddy to switch to speakeasy.net and it's $25 in your pocket. Look at it this way. Dude, it's more money in your pocket than you had yesterday. Refer a business and you get $50. Not a Speakeasy subscriber yet? Give your head a shake, man. Great rates, gamer-focused, and kick-ass service means speakeasy.net is your only high-speed choice. Join the thousands of gamers who have already made the switch and find out why speakeasy.net is now the largest privately held broadband provider in the United States. It's www.speakeasy.net. Some restrictions apply. Must be a Speakeasy subscriber to qualify. See website for details.
Little Rapture Delight there. I'm sure Invis, you remember that song. We have Invis joining us here in the Urban Terror Channel on Ventrilo. Invis, how you doing today?
Oz, what's up, my man?
Turn down the mic, please.
Hi, Invis. No, that's just right for me.
All right.
Am I a little bit too loud? Just let me know.
Actually, you're all good. So we have Invis. Invis currently working on Streets 2, and I believe one of the last radio shows we had, we actually spoke to Invis on the phone. He did update Streets 2. He's also working on another map. So, Invis, I guess you're keeping busy between that and the Urban Terror Central. What's going on?
Well, actually, I've been trying. I sent Streets 2, the first beta version, to the QA team about, I don't know, Blake Killer might know exactly better than me, but I think it was about 2 weeks ago. Is that right, Blake?
I'm not sure now. It seems about right. About 2 weeks ago. It all kind of blends into one for me.
I sent it about 2 weeks ago, and the version I sent them was really rough, and I didn't put any optimizations in for viz tweaking at all, and I sent them just to get a look at what the gameplay was going to be like, and for the most part, I think it's got a lot of mixed, you know, like most things, it's got a lot of mixed stuff.
It was.
It's
March
been longer
2nd.
Than that. Oh, it's
March 2nd. It got put on the site.
March 2nd.
We're talking Streets 2, right? Not the other map.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
March 2nd. I put it up on the site. So we've had it longer
I've got a lot
than
of
that.
Okay, so about maybe 3 weeks. Then. Yeah, it's been a while. I the first version I sent up,
it was kind of like a lot of mixed feelings about.
About basically what the gameplay was like.
Yeah, I think it's hard to tell until you get the get it finished, and you know the walls, the funk_walls working.
Yeah, the walls were the biggest thing I was waiting for because a lot of the areas are supposed to be blocked off, but that code wasn't written when I sent them the beta. But for the most part, I mean. I've had to go back and get rid of a lot of things that I wanted to try as kind of like new stuff, but because I'm always trying new things, but a lot of these new things aren't going to be possible. So let's put it this way. I had to go through and I had to do a hatchet job on a lot of things that I wanted to do, but I can't for FPS reasons because everybody knows Streets is just huge. I mean, it's just, as far as being able to see everything in the map, you can see everything almost all the time. So there was a lot of things I couldn't do and a lot of things I'm going to have to change because the frames per second, or in other words, your R speeds or FPS is going to be horrible at the way I've got it now.
It doesn't matter. The map still rocks. I love how it looks. I hope I haven't played it yet, but I hope it plays as well as it looks because it's a pretty impressive looking map.
Well,
yeah, I'm getting used to it. I didn't like it at first, to be honest, but it's growing on me. You know, it's different. So there's that initial reaction, where's the park? Where's this? Where's that? But we've had a lot of fun on it now since. And I like the central part that is streets. That part's really nice.
But I think you will agree that right now the current version of streets is sort of garbage. I mean, you really can't play it all that well on some game modes.
Oh. Oh, it's an old map. And, you know, it's had its day. There's a lot of neat jumps on the old one.
A lot of
Viz has managed to capture those jumps on the new one.
To be honest with you, a lot of people, the most feedback I've gotten from people is that I didn't get really much on their QA forums, but I got a lot. People don't usually, it seems like more people want to talk to you personally than they want to put on a forum post, but those that have bothered to actually get me in person have told me that one of their major concerns with the old streets wasn't really the FPS, which is, I mean, I guess they don't really think it's a problem, but their thing was spawns. Spawns was the number one thing, man. They said the number one reason they hated streets was the spawn camping and that aspect of it, which I hadn't even... It was one of my pet peeves about the map other than the visual aspects, but that's the only thing they really gotten to me about. And not only that, it didn't work for Capture the Flag, but after these game mode walls work and the code is in the game and I can test it a little better, I think I can actually make it work for the game modes they were intended to work for, like they did with Rommel. In other words, add the doors and walls where they should be in Team Survivor and then take them out in Capture the Flag.
So you guys, I guess we got to say hi to Miles. It looks like he's trying to say hello here, but I don't know if it's actually working. Miles, are you with us? And
speak up, Miles.
Miles, when you get your mic working, just chime in here and we'll say hi to you and give you a little Texas love in there. But Envy's and a Blade both made reference to the wall, the funk wall, I believe it is. Somebody want to talk about that a little bit?
That's a new thing that 27 has coded for our mappers. It allows any brush to be controlled by game type, the same way we did with the doors, where you can have doors open or permanently shut, depending on game type. Well, this will be a wall that is not there for certain game types. So that's a huge, huge thing once it gets working properly.
Similar to how we did it in Rommel with the tunnel access, correct? For people, I mean, just to give them some idea what we're talking about.
Same idea as those doors that we had locked out per game type. That's how we did it. It's the same idea, only now instead it's with any brush. So whereas a door is an entity, this now will work on any brush.
Good deal. So
yeah.
I think it might be a good idea to point out to people that it's not going to, in other words, it's not going to block the frames per second. It's just going to block off certain areas of the map.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
Of course. Floor
since
is
we're
yours.
Here, so we're talking. Okay. For those that, I mean, a lot of people have been asking me about this Crenshaw thing, and they've been seeing it all over the place, but everybody's going, what the heck is this? What the heck is this? What the heck is this? It's another map that I did as a goof. I just for fun, and I didn't really think much about it until, you know, I decided, you know what, maybe I'll just send it to QA and see what they think of it. But it's another map I'm doing while, you know, because I go back and forth. Let them test one, work on another. Let them test that. You know what I mean? And this one is just specifically for bomb mode and maybe Team Survivor. I doubt people are going to play it for Team Survivor. They might. I don't know. I haven't heard much about that. But definitely in bomb mode, I know a couple of people told me it's already their fave. So,
yeah.
It's not even close. It's only like 80% done. Go
about
ahead.
CTF.
Sorry.
We played CTF on it too. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God.
But yeah, it's got great game flow. That and I noticed that we took to it right away.
I don't know, Blade. I mean, a lot of people have. Well, when I first uploaded it, the 28 megabyte upload was probably a little freaked out. It kind of freaked them out a little bit, but just to let them know, but I got the last version right here that I'm uploading tonight. It's the what I want to call the release candidate, and I've gotten it from 28 megabytes down to 14, so hopefully that'll make, you know, because it's all, I mean, I don't use any Urban Terror textures, sounds, anything, so to get something that's totally made from scratch down to 14 took almost a week and a half.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. It's like Twin Lakes. He got that down from 20-something to 11. At the very worst spot, diagonally across the map, from one corner diagonally to the other, you'll hit 11. So, and down in the mountains, it's like 4. We're talking RSP?
No, I'm talking about download megabytes. How long?
Oh!
Because everybody's...
file size.
They said it was such a huge download. They said it's such a huge... As far as frames per second, everybody's told me it's like Casa. It's, I mean... All the corners and everything. I mean, you know, they get real good FPS on it, so.
Oh, good.
Hey,
yeah, well, you know, I get a little distracted by IRC now and then. That's what just happened to me.
I do.
If Oswald.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry,
no,
Oswald.
Go ahead.
I mean, if you want, I have 4 screenshots I can spam in the channel if they can see some of what the final version might be like. I took like 4 screenshots for you this morning, so.
Yeah, those are the 4 you sent me, right?
Right, yeah. I have them on my website, too, by the way.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was thinking about possibly putting them on UrbanTerror.net once I get this update finished. But, yeah, if you want to go ahead and spam them, I'm sure people would enjoy that. Blade, another question to you that we're getting from the channel. What about the shiny weapons? Have we made any headway on bringing those back?
As a matter of fact, that's what we're doing. But it'll be a C-bar control. So those of you who have the machines that can handle the demands of the shaders involved in that, I mean, those are triple pass shaders used. That triples up the polys. That's why there was the drop in FPS. So 27 is going to code a C-bar so that you can have uber detail. So that'll be kind of nice because I had a lot of people who wanted it back, and I didn't like the loss of FPS that some of the people with, you know, lower-end machines had, though. So this is a nice compromise.
That's what happens when these guys are running a P2 with 2 Voodoo 2s in it and SLI mode. They're going to get FPS. What do they expect? And for those...
Yes, and then there's the other crowd that has, you know, has a P4 but wants to hit 300 frames per second all the time.
And for those in the channel, Crenshaw is not a place you go if you are white. Right, Invis?
It's a very dangerous place, and I don't know if I told you the other day I went to take some shots of graffiti for the map. I was going to take pictures of graffiti with my digital camera, and I actually went to Crenshaw, took some pictures of some of these really bad neighborhoods, and 2 guys tried to jack me for my camera while I was there, so I had to run like a madman to my car.
And
all the sacrifices we make for Urban Terror.
Yeah, really. Just to get some textures for the map. No, don't jack me. I'm just taking pictures. Nice.
I got the. Actually, 2 of them were cholos. I don't know. A lot of people probably don't know what that means, but basically, they came up to me. Hey, Holmes, man, what are you doing taking pictures of my neighborhood, eh?
You say it's going to be popular. That's why we're taking pictures of it. So flash us some gang signs, and you know, you could have put those guys in there flashing gang signs and just made them a. You know, standing up against a wall or something.
Well, I got a picture of one of their cars, so I'm gonna put the car in the game. That's gonna be pretty cool.
Is it different than that car we see in Streets 2? Probably.
Pretty close, except for this one's gonna go up and down, like, you know, jumping. You know, the car,
the
lowrider jumps. Oh yeah.
So I see Miles still in here. Miles, are you with us yet? I take that as a no. He's still working on getting it set up here, so if you guys have any questions for either Blade Killer or Invis, feel free to send me a private message here. I am in Pound Urban Terror. You'll find me up at the top of the screen there as On Air TSN Oswald. Some of the things that's happened here in the past couple of months, and Miles, we still can't hear you, sorry. We did have Two clans claim the Stronger Than All League Frags and Flags Championship, as my voice goes hoarse. Team Survivor went to Legends. And CTF was Unified. So congratulations to both those clans. We are still trying to get set up. The Team Survivor winner, which is Legends, to take...
Hey, you cut out when you said our name.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. Unified was the CTF champion.
Unified.
So, yeah, she's, of course, she's whipping me here because I forgot to say it or didn't say it or she missed it. Anyways, what we're trying to do is we're trying to set up the winner of the Stronger Than All League, Team Survivor, to go up against the winner of the Open Cup from the fall 2002, which was Clan Majesty, a German clan. So that's still in the working. We're hoping that's going to happen here very shortly. But we've been talking to Seffy, Lord, and Spawn over at Clan Base. So hopefully that happens here sometime soon. I know a lot of people...
That'll be a lot of fun.
Even though it's just a fun match, I'm sure there's going to be bragging rights to whoever wins, but I guess that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
So you want to talk about any of the weapons we've tweaked, or do we want to sort of keep that hush-hush until we release?
Well, since it's not really final, maybe it's better not to talk about it. I mean, one of the things that will stay that we've done is the AK. We have given it back. It's 3 Kevlar hit kill. So that'll be good. But we haven't really decided on the rest. We have done something new to the SR-8 that we've never done before in Urban Terror. We have added in-air movement penalty. And that was missing. So that'll be good because, I mean, it was... You had nothing if you hit...
And here comes all the bitching and complaining. You watch. Advanced Silly actually asked that question, so I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of spam on that.
Didn't take Vans long at all to adapt to it. Believe me, he's still number uno, sniper uno. Don't bother going up against him. He'll whine at you about it, but he's overcome it already quite nicely. It's just that at the very top of the arc, you are not going to hit. But you're going to have to be real.
Right.
And you shouldn't be jumping and being able to use it like a railgun. So this should be improved.
I'm sure that varies depending on who you talk to. Snipers are going to say they want to keep it fast. They want to keep it like Quake 3 where the rail is basically dead on. Whenever you jump, you're going to hit. But we've decided to change that up just a bit because right now sniper rifles basically rule many of the maps. And if you have any skills, unlike myself, you are going to hit. You're going to be very deadly with the SR-8.
Well, it also seems kind of silly to have movement penalty when you're on the ground running and nothing if you're jumping in the air. So,
hey, also another question here coming in from Bloodshot of Clan Pit. He wants to know if the triple bypass shader thingy is going to be on or off by default.
Oh, it'll be off by default.
So there you go, Bloodshot.
Just the way now.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll have to enable it if you'd like it with the shiny weapons. You're going to have to enable it yourself.
It's just like high detail now has to be chosen.
Exactly.
It's not the default.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that'll change. Yeah.
So that's the update on the weapons. As she said, we are still testing a lot of them out, but we did tell you two of the things that we have done. The AK... Oh.
I just remembered one thing. The SPAS is done. We've got the damage fall-off over distance is done.
Just
it's
read
finished.
That.
Yeah.
Now, that damage is going to be consistent, correct? Or not consistent. I lost my train of thought. Anyways, the damage over distance, and that is the second part of what we were trying to achieve in 2.6 Alpha, which didn't get done, was that damage over the distance. And that should really help when it comes to gamers selecting the SPAS 12 now. Okay, dead air. I'll continue talking. Some of the other things.
Sorry,
somebody
was talking to me just now.
As I'm over in the forums here, the QA forums, just running down some of the things here, trying to spawn some other conversation. Invis, are you still around?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, give us a quick...
I'm just listening to you guys.
Give us a quick rundown on Urban Terrace Central. I saw you and Illogical were posted something today in the general forum about that.
We actually decided, him and I, that it's because, you know, because you're a busy guy and you got a lot of things going on, that basically when you're not around or if you're too busy, that on Friday we'll just do like a call-in show where just people talk about Urban Terror. So, but of course today, since you're here on online, we're not going to do that, but we thought it'd be kind of cool to give you a break. I mean, when you're not around, and since people really like to talk, we figured we'd do like a little call-in show, and actually last week was the first one. So we're going to keep doing it. Every week you're not on, we decided we'll do it until people get tired of hearing us.
And I see you have Hector over there spinning some tunes.
Right, right. Actually, we got a lot of people that are just, I mean, we started off really small, just goofing around, and then finally we just decided, you know, let's just get serious. So we just decided to go ahead and do the show once a week, and then we got a couple other guys that play music. I you know, I play my ghetto stuff on Friday night, so if you want to tune into that.
Nice. What was I just going to mention? Something I just saw here in the forums. Oh, we do have a we do have two new websites coming. They'll probably be ready for the release of our next version here. We're not going to give you any screenshots or really tell you what it's going to look like. We'll keep that to ourselves. I don't even think everybody on the team knows what it's going to look like. But we have gotten some help from somebody in the community, and they are helping us out on that. So you guys can expect to see all new websites for the next release. Kind of cool. We're looking forward to that. Blade, I know you've seen it. Any thoughts on how it looks?
Oh, I like it. I think it's nice, it's fresh, it's clean looking. I'm quite pleased with the new design, actually.
And to go along with the website updates, Basilisk is actually going to update the forums, and you whiny bitches out there who want a search function will get your search function, even though you guys don't use the FAQ and the stickies and everything else that are on there. So you guys will be glad to know that you can actually get that, and you'll be able to surf the forums and find something that you may be looking for. So that's just one of the features that is coming here on the Urban Terror forums. Comments from the peanut gallery?
I don't know. Actually, the thing that doesn't bother me about the forums isn't as much that it doesn't have a search feature, it's really, really slow.
Yeah, and...
Oh, the thing that bugs me is I don't get an email response when someone replies to a post, and I don't have time to read all the posts in that forum. I don't even come close, so...
You know how to solve that?
I miss a lot of replies.
You know how to solve that?
How?
Basilisk at urbanterror.net. He's probably going to kill me. So if you guys have a feature you want on the forums, basilisk at urbanterror.net, most likely he'll end up forwarding them to me, fool, and he won't respond. But just a few things we have coming up. Also, somebody asked me about the PSG-1. How's that going to compare to the SR-8? Because right now the SR-8 is the predominant sniper rifle in the game. PSG-1, it does fire faster, but it does considerable less damage than the SR-8 right now.
Did we add vitals back? Did that happen?
No.
I don't keep up with... Okay. All right. I wasn't sure. I don't keep up with what you do, the weapons. Because 9 times out of 10 when I play with you guys, you kill me in like the first 3 seconds anyway. So it doesn't matter what weapon I pick. I usually get owned.
We did increase the speed, the ROF. We made it faster.
Okay. I think that's all we need to touch on that about. Now, what about headshots? We know that people continue to complain about headshots. I think that says
it
all.
It's that's a real big issue, and it's weird. You know, I mean, it makes sense that on first thought that you fire a gun at somebody's head, it's going to kill them. But it ruins the gameplay. So we have to be more flexible and find some different way. We have done something to the MP5K so that it does not kill with one headshot. And we'll have to see what it's like when we get the new player models into the game, the new hit detection into the game, and then we'll see what we think. Maybe we'll make it so that the autos are the same as the MP5K. I don't know.
Right.
It's very controversial.
Usually is, especially when you start tweaking weapons that this player and that player like and this other player doesn't like it. Then, yeah, I mean, everybody's going to have an opinion on the weapons. And, you know, this is something that we don't try to do every release. We don't want to do every release is continue to tweak and update the weapons. But so far, I think everybody agrees that there still needs to be tweaking done on the weapons. Hopefully 2.7 will put somewhat of an end to that until we add the new weapons.
Yeah, we'll see. I won't know what's going on with them until we have all the models in, because that's going to change everything. So I don't want to even talk about what they're like right now.
Right, right. And we see somebody saying realism versus game realism, and basically that is what it is. We call it fun over realism. I mean, what is fun about going in there and taking a bullet to the head and dying? I mean, if you want that, then go play America's Army or something else that... You know, that's how the game is. It is a realism game. One shot to the head definitely is going to kill you every time. And with that, we're going to step away, take another break, play some tunes here. It's Oswald with Blade Killer, Invis, and Miles, who is still trying to get his microphone to work. So hopefully he'll get that sorted away here soon. A little Tool. This is Schism. We'll be right back here on TSN. We'll be right back.
ESN, the TNT Sportscast.
Little Dropkick Murphys for Flinka and Pound Urban Tear. Spicy McHaggis.
Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
And we are back. It is Oswald with you here. Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Where we're just going through our Friday here, just about 2 o'clock on the West Coast. Been on for just about an hour now. We do have a lot coming up tonight on TSN. Hopefully you will tune in. Coming up here at 7 o'clock Eastern, little Epileptic Gaming. On the mic is going to be DJ Wheat, along with Grayscale. Also have some Soldier of Fortune 2 that's going on. Server 1, if you want to tune into that. Canadian favorite Wonder Dog rocking the mic at the moment. Juno will be spinning the techno tunes tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern, with In Da Mix. I'll also be back on tonight, 9:30 Eastern, with a little Medal of Honor, Flying Hellfish, going up against a WTF. Also have some Challenge US Quake 3 Round 7 tournament action. Trillion and DA, our two sexy shoutcasters, going to do it up right tonight. So you can tune in for that, 11 o'clock tonight. Also have a Return to Castle. Wolfenstein, Violator, and Bridge are going to be on Server 1. Final Stand going up against Das Reich, 2nd Panzer Division. Oh, sorry, that's Battlefield 1942. My bad, Bridger. And lastly, a little Warcraft 3 tomorrow. Wax Stevens, that'll be a marathon, like 6 hours worth of Warcraft 3. So tune into all the action right here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. And you know what? It's always funny to get MP3s from people who send it to me. One thing that if you've listened to a shoutcast of mine of an Urban Terror match before, you know I have problems saying some names. So here's a little piece that somebody sent me of one of the gamers over in the clan base. I'm trying to say his name, and I probably say it 6 different times. Different ways.
And now, a fucking public service announcement for fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb or 2 or 5. Put it another way,
If you are offended by this, you bitch or ask the damn motherfucking stupid bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
H&K is going to be in Red Hunters and Killers. They're going to feature Orcus, Hippro, and...
Team wins.
I know I'm going to butcher some of these names.
See, and the name I'm trying to get is that Hippro one. Hypro, Herpro, you'll hear me. Check it out.
Herpro, I believe it is. Orcus, Zoot, Revis, and Zaniki. Individual scoring, Herpro, Hypro. He doesn't have an R after that. H-Y-R-P-O. Hyrpo. Anyway, he had 21 kills along with Zoot. Unfortunately, I didn't call Zoot's name much, but he did quite a bit of damage. 21 kills, 17 deaths. Revis was 17. Zaniki and Orcus both with 15. H&K leading the charge, as I said, 15-3 was the final score on that second map. 14-7 on the first map, as I said, 29-10 overall. Revis leading all gamers here, 19 kills, 9 deaths, very effective. Was Revis City. Orcus just about the same, 18-10. Zoot, 17 kills. Zaniki, 13. And Hippro, God, Hyrpo, 11.
So, like I said, I have some troubles with some people's name, and that was just one of them. From Clan H&K over in Germany, I believe it is. Had a bit of trouble with his name. As we come back from break here, and we're back in the channel, we got Blade Killer with us from Canada, Invis down in SoCal, my part of town. We got Invis with us from San Diego, and Miles, and I don't know if Miles is still on here yet or not. Miles, are you with us yet? By that sound of silence, I will say Miles is not with us.
Nope.
Poor Miles.
Now, Oz, can we say Foomla?
You know, if you give me a second, I can actually cue that one up, too. No, that's another name that I have an issue with is Foomla. Foomla.
We've gotten much better at it.
Yeah, it's only been, what, 2 years? You know, let me find it here.
Yeah.
I do have it, and you guys will get a kick out of this one. Speaking of, somebody asked me about, it was Sonti. I know you already answered his question, but the in-game browser, I assume we're going to toggle that to automatically make that work so we don't have to go into the config file and update that to zero, correct, for the browser? Blade? Hello, Blade.
Huh? Sorry, what? Yes.
The question about the in-game yes. Browser, yes, okay. So for those
set
of
it
you
to zero, yes, yes.
Testing. Am I coming through?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Miles, there's that Texan drawl.
Sweet, finally.
Wow, haven't heard your voice since August.
So what's going
Man,
on, Miles?
That sucked. I just got this stuff finally corrected here, and I'm at a loss for words.
Nah, don't be a loss for words. You're doing a lot of stuff, as is Blade Killer, when it comes to the skins. I saw you guys sharing ideas and concepts in the team forum there. What are some of the things you're working on that you're trying to bring to the skins here in this next release?
Well, my current project at the moment is working on the new model, the new G36.
He times out. So Miles still having a few issues here, but Miles, we see your little mic there. It is green, but I'm sorry, we can't hear you again. And Blade, this is what you're looking for. Here's another name that for some reason I have a hell of
just
a
trying to get a
there
new skin.
Well, he keeps coming in and out, and that's probably the lag issue. So Miles is going to have to upgrade his 56K modem here and actually get DSL if we want to hear him. Yeah, he's on and off. But here's this sound by Blade that I was talking about. This was sent to me by Foomla on how to say his name. Gotta like the drum beat.
Foomla.
So for some reason I cannot get Foomla.
outright when you're in game. But anyways, those are just two names that I thought I'd have a little fun with today. Always make fun of Fumla when I see him. So we see Miles still talking here, but unfortunately nobody can hear Miles, and Miles has dropped off the server once again. Also have a shout-out here from MF Doom of Face Rape. He says, give a shout-out to a giant black dude, and I'm not just talking about any giant black dude. I am talking about a giant black dude whose hearing is coming up, and we all hope he stays out of jail, so everybody pray for him. So that's probably a joke, knowing Doom. But anyways, shout-out to a giant black dude, AGBD, if you guys see him. Usually in Pound Urban Terror, hanging out with a couple of his homies. So what else?
Yeah, I'm one of his homies.
Yeah, you're one of his homies, aren't you? It's like I picture him like 6'5", and here's Invis about 6 foot tall, busting a move at QuakeCon.
What?
Hey man, don't give that away.
Tall? No way.
I'm only 5'11", but actually no, I was kind of breakdancing at QuakeCon, but shh, don't let that get out.
Hey, it did win you some swag, funny. Didn't it?
Actually, yes, I'm using the what was that? You gave me a mouse pad. I got it right here. That's what I want.
Oh, I still like the coned.
Yes, the coned. The
QuakeCon was so much fun.
That's where the cone came from. That came from Clan Pit. That came from, who was it? It was Snake, Barbecue, MC, and Big D. There was about five or six of them there who got that cone thing going. And just to hear Barbecue or MC and Big D tell the story about how the cone came about, it's just hilarious to hear. And that noise in the background, that is Miles once again. You what?
I missed it.
Hey, I'm back.
I had already left the hotel and gone to Sleepy Buys by the time all that nonsense started to happen. So I've had to just live with the pictures of it.
Yeah, and that is going to be another thing that I know I'll be at this year. I'm not sure who else from the development team will be there, but I am planning on going. I believe, Invis, you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Actually, this time I'm going to make sure I get a good hotel.
Yeah, that's always a plus, a good hotel.
Hey, sorry about that.
Hi, Miles, you're back.
If I was to go again, I'd want to be in the same hotel as the convention center.
Yeah, for those of you who have not been to QuakeCon, believe me, it is something that you must
attend. Sorry about that. One of the joys of being 23 and living at home is you get to share the phone line with your mom.
Miles's mom. All right, Miles, no problem at all. So is there anything else you wanted to talk about the skins? You said you were skinning the G36.
Topic of conversation now, huh? Yeah, started up on that G36, and there's three parts to it, and I've just about got the first part licked, and I should hopefully have it finished by, I'm looking at maybe Sunday, maybe Monday, but CB said that he'd have the in-game model working, and then I'll be able to check it in-game and make any other adjustments after that. And following that, I guess I'm going to start working on the new adjustments to the player skins. BK might have mentioned that we're doing the glove thing, fixing the gloves on player skins. No skin will be showing on the bodies, and need to make two head skins for the desert team. And I guess that's pretty much what I've got lined up for the next couple weeks.
Hey, and I got.
Yeah, I hadn't actually talked about changing the gloves and long sleeves and all of them. And
no, you hadn't.
On the.
But go ahead.
Hands holding the guns. Yeah, what
did I say
want
something
to
I wasn't supposed to have?
No,
nope,
you didn't.
No, it's fine.
We just didn't touch on it.
No.
Okay.
You just mentioned that I had said something about it and I hadn't yet. That's all. But what we want to do is have it so that we, to save memory especially, is one hand skin per team. Instead of the way it is right now, where you have two female hand skins, two male hand skins per team. So that'll be a big difference in what it'll be. You'll have a visual cue because I want to do this matching camo sleeve for the team you belong to. So, and they all get gloves so that there's no skin showing so that you know, you don't have to have a separate one for black people versus white people. And same with the body skins as well, going to do the same thing. So you just have one female skin, one male skin, and then the different heads. And I also want to introduce some Asian faces into the players, because it would be nice to have a nice mixture of different races. See, if we see what I can get done and what Miles can get done as quickly as we can. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Freak.
Well, you guys have been doing a lot of work. I mean, Miles has been on the team damn near the beginning of the mod, along with almost myself and Blade. You've been here, God, what, almost 2 years now, I think?
Okay. 2.5, almost 3 years now.
See, one thing that is strange about our development is that it's still going on. We've been at it since 1999. The end of 1999 is when this 15-year-old kid actually started what was to be a map pack for Quake 3 called Urban Terror. And from there, it just grew and it got bigger. Yeah. We've gone through probably 7 or 8 different coders in that time. Modelers and mappers have come and gone. Guys like, now I forgot his name, .exe, our buddy Earthquake, got a BKD, a lot of these guys. But
Crystal Mesh,
another one. But we've been doing it since 1999. We were at QuakeCon 2002, 2001, and 2002. And then, again, we should be there in some capacity again this year. Yeah, I got 2000.
I joined August 2000. That's when I joined. And that's when you released, what, Beta 1, I think?
August 25th, I think, of 2000.
August 2000 at QuakeCon, Beta 1.
God, and that was terrible release. Oh, looking back on it, I know somebody was asking for... I remember somebody just recently on the forums was looking for Beta 1, which I know we don't have available. It might be on Planet Quake, but I doubt it. But that's probably the only place I could think of it. 127 is not the first release. We actually had a 1.0.
I have it.
Yeah, I have it too, but I am not going to make it available. God forbid we do that. Another question here that I see Slayer asking one more time. What about the
kidding.
Knives? Are the knives going to be optional, or have we decided that yet?
We haven't decided about what we're going to do with the knives yet. We'll have to see. Wait for it.
I've always wanted to see a Louisville Slugger. I mean, I'd love to have a baseball bat for some of these guys.
You mean some of these guys in Pound Urban Tear?
A board with a nail in it.
A dog with bees coming out of his
mouth. I think some of these... something. There's some of these... you know, I see you other beings snipes me so much now.
Police dogs.
That,
come on, guys.
Yeah, police dogs. I see other beings. He just gets me so mad when he snipes me all the time that one time I actually caught up behind him. I took out a knife and I was going to get him, and he turned around. I said, and I hit him once with a knife and it didn't kill him. I was like, man, if I had a baseball bat, that guy would be dead by now.
So, no, Slayer, as she said, it is. We've not made a decision on it, and you won't know it until we actually release it.
Oh my gosh, y'all can hear me eating on the air.
Yes, we can, Miles.
Yes.
So we're actually teaching Miles the ins and out of what to do when you're on the air and what not to do. So that's why he's still a bit green,
sorry,
a little wet
that.
Behind the ears when it comes to this. So we'll give him another shot here sooner
Miles.
Or later.
Miles is a noob. Oh, that's a good comment. Miles is a noob on the radio.
Running down some of these other things.
I'm a sucker for these pistachio almonds. I think they're pretty good.
I figured that's what you're eating. Anyways, getting back to the skins here for just a moment. As we haven't tried to hide it, we are having somewhat of a theme here for Beta 3, what we've talked about for Beta 3 being basically a post-Cold War type of theme where you're going to have NATO forces and you're going to have Russian forces. You guys want to talk a little bit about how we're going to differentiate the skins for each team and how they're going to be differentiated on each map? Miles, Blake, either one of
dead
you.
Dead silence. we don't have enough time to do everything that we had planned, like when we had Sweet Nuts' concept drawings and the other two new models by Crystal Mesh. It keeps cutting out. It, that makes a difference to what we want to, you know, what we're going to do, the time factor involved. We have modified Athena and Orion, so they look a lot better. It keeps cutting me off. Crazy Butcher has done that for us, so those are almost ready to be put in game. 27 had to do the hit models for them and then export them, and I think he's got them just about ready. I'm quite anxious to get my little hands on them so I can find my skins and give them to Miles. It's still cutting out like that.
Speak louder.
So Miles can get busy and get started skinning. So that'll be... I'm getting stressed.
Stressed?
I am feeling like...
You're on the spot?
Yeah, I don't know what happened this week, but I started getting very stressed about it all. Like,
and you know,
we got to get this done.
Oh, I was.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I thought you were stressed about coming on air.
I don't
air.
Know why all of. Oh no! I don't care about that. this is a captive audience. I love it. But no, I'm very stressed this week about getting everything done. I don't know why, because we don't have. We do have kind of a timeline we want to stick to, and
yes, we
do. I want to get it done.
Yes, I think we all want to get it done.
We must be getting close, so I'm getting anxious.
Yeah, and this
is... I think that happens to me when we get close. I start to get nervous and pretty anxious.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it always happens, and we keep telling ourselves that we're not going to be rushed come release time, and you know what? It never fails. We get stressed. And just the stress of the release, the impending date, trying to get everything into the mod that we want to and test it and make sure it works, and then just trying to get all of our FTP sites and all that stuff done like the day of, it's a lot of work. And if you guys haven't done a mod before, then you may have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. But it's Blade, I know you would agree, it's probably the best time of the entire development cycle.
Oh, yeah. It's very exciting when we start... Well, actually, you know, since we started in January, I feel like I've been on that release roller coaster ride the whole time. Because with three coders, it's nuts. It's just, oh, so much new code to test so fast.
That's right.
I love it. It's exciting.
Hey,
I don't know which I like more, testing or skinning. There's a constant battle to do both. I need the second need to do both, so I can do both at once.
You know, it's too bad I don't have a talent. Anyways, moving on to the next thing here. If you
do.
Get
you do. You just stop that. You just do a little bit more of what I know you're good at.
Bitching
and complaining. Trouble is, you're good at this too, and all these other things that all take so much time. There's not enough time for you to do the other thing.
Some of the things that have returned here to the Urban Terror community has been the female-male fun scrimmages. Some of you might have remembered those from last year. Sandra, a.k.a. Vampirus, over at Terrorist.net has brought it back. You can go over to her website. It's servisions.net/FMFS, and I will put that in pound Urban Terror. That is Servisions, servisions.net/FMFS. So far, we've had two rounds of the version 2, as we're calling it, the version 2 female-male fun scrimmages. And this time, the rules have changed just a bit. Instead of males versus females, the teams are mixed. So we have three men, three women on each team. And it does work out a little bit better. The first matchups we had here for version 2, both maps tied. I don't know how that could happen. We played Sanctuary for CTF, tied. We played Docks for Team Survivor, tied. Next week it comes, and I think both of the matches were blowouts, if I recall. But it is back, so if you want to get involved in that, go over to her website, servisions.net/FMFS. And as I said, here it comes in a pound Urban Terror. And you can email her to get involved. It's a good time, and we do shoutcast those right here on TSN. So hopefully some of you will check it out, tune in, and give it a shot one time. Blade, I know you've played in a couple of them.
Yeah, I've played in one so far, and it was a lot of fun, as usual. And I had an all-female scrim the other night. That was a gas. Get to meet some of the other women in the community. There's more girls out there than you realize.
Yeah,
and they're good players,
I'm trying to
too.
Remember who I was talking to. I believe it was Femme Fatale, maybe? I think somebody mentioned that
to
me. I believe it was
Emily.
From SOA.
Yeah, she changed. Yeah, she's a good player.
Good player. Well, we're going to take another break here, play a couple more tunes. It's Oswald here. We have a Blade Killer, Miles, and Invis with us. When we come back, we'll find something else to talk about. We'll probably drop into the Urban Radio server, which is up and running. If you want the IP address, it's 212.68.195.169. That is Thunder's Playpen. It's Oswald and gang right here. TSN, we'll be right back.
The following is a paid public service announcement from the Parents Against Elite Haxers Foundation.
Billy and I used to play. we used to play a lot. Because Billy was my friend. And one day, Billy and I were playing. Billy was shot through a wall.
Please, don't let lead haxers affect your life. If you know or are someone that needs help, please do the right thing.
Let's review, shall we?
Hit it!
Earlier this summer, we covered UVA Land 4 live from Virginia.
All he's got to do is hold on to that flag. No, he can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Then we moseyed on down to Texas and broadcasted QuakeCon live on location.
QuakeCon 2002, come on! Oh, yeah!
Then we got lost in New York City for the World Cyber Game U.S. Finals.
WCG U.S. Championships. You may cheer now.
After that, it was off to Korea for the World Cyber Game Grand Finale.
On day one of WCG 2002, I have finally connected to the stream. Not from home, not from New York, not from Dallas, but from Daejeon, Korea.
So, maybe we should take a break.
Nah, that's where we've been.
This is where we're going.
QuakeCon 2003, live from Dallas, Texas. The Intel Masters Championships. The World Cyber Games in 2003. And your online favorites such as Bob 2. You're locked on
to your esports revolution for 2003 and beyond.
This is the Team Sportscast Network.
TSN.
That's right. This is the Team Sportscast Network, where we call the shots. Oswald with you here this Friday. Little urban radio for your liking before you guys go out, get drunk, and do that Friday night thing that I know MF Doom and Porno and a giant black dude are going to do. Right, guys? We do have a quick shout-out here from Doom. And Doom, I really don't want to use that quote. He does want me to give a shout-out to Captain Porno's mom. As she always used to tell us, when life gives you poop, make poop juice. So thanks for those words of wisdom, Doom. I knew we could count on you for something today. So we are back. And remember, if you have missed any of the previous Urban Radio broadcast, you can go to our website, urbanterror.net, to click on Urban Radio. And they're all there, going all the way back to 2000. That's right. We've been on the air almost 2 years now. And I do want to thank everybody over at TSN who has made that happen. It's been a good relationship with TSN, as we have casted a lot of Urban Terror. Not so much recently. Things have just been, things have been a little bit slow here. As I said, just issues that I've had to deal with. We did lose a caster. Jeff T, unfortunately, lost his DSL connection or his cable connection. So he's all the way back down to a 56K modem, and I got to type something here to Dragone. What was I saying? Oh, Jeff T. Yeah, Jeff T. He's hoping to come back. We're hoping to have him back. Vansilly, well, I'm sure Vansilly will laugh at me and call me names, but he got his internet taken away for a little bit, but I believe he is still back, as is Whisper. So there's still three of us here. Not much happening in the North American leagues right now. Stay is over. Cal, well, I'm not really sure what the hell happened to the Cal League. As it sort of went up and down and sort of went right in the shitter, to be honest with you. And OGL, of course, the OGL still there. One of the best North American ladders going. Still very active. We have five ladders over at the OGL that are currently up and running. So you can check that out if you have to. WorldOGL.com. Click on the Urban Terror panel and you will see it all there. 2v2, Team Survivor, CTF, Uber, Urban Terror. And we have a good time doing it. What else do we have for you? We have something else I wanted to touch on about the maps, getting back here in channel with everybody. We see Blade Killer, Invis Miles, Tom has joined the channel, and I believe we're going to have Dragone here in just a minute. But getting back to what we were talking about here about the maps, and Invis, seeing as you're sort of on the outside looking in terms of being a non-development team member, what do you think about upgraded versions of maps like Streets or Streets 2 like you're doing? Should there be two versions of this, or should there only be one version?
That's a good question. Somebody asked me that before. I said they asked exactly the same thing, and my personal opinion is some maps should get retired. As long as the new map that replaces it is actually better. A lot of people they're diehards. They don't want to see their favorite map, even though it doesn't fit the next generation of the mods, still don't want to see it go. But sometimes you got to let it go. I mean, like the new Village. I mean, how can I ever play the Village 1 after playing Village 2? It's just, you just can't do that. you just look to yourself and go, what was I ever thinking playing Village One to begin with?
No, I think maybe Sid was thinking, what the hell did we do giving it to Legomancer? I'm just kidding. Legomancer's a good guy. We all love
What's
him.
What's up with that catapult? Oh, my God.
I was just about to say somebody.
Catapult in every map.
Somebody is bound to bring up the catapult, and that was one of those things that I guess it fit the fun over realism theme. But, yeah, that is one thing that is no longer in the new village, as Invis just said. And, Blade, what do you think? Is this something that we actually go and do we actually make a classic map pack separate from our distribution files? Because I know we're starting to see them show up on servers.
Yeah, I know. I know. I actually had that come up in the forum. I told them that I would. The answer I got from the mappers was that they do not want that. That when they've issued a map that's a revision, they want that one played. They don't want the old one played. They certainly don't want to do it officially, because if they've issued a revision, it's usually fixed bugs. They don't want the gamers coming to them about the older maps and their bugs. So I guess the answer to that is no. At this time, the mappers have requested that we do not do that. People do it unofficially. Unofficially, we can't stop them, you know.
Nope.
But I'd prefer the leagues not do it, please.
Yeah, and
that's one thing. I would really, because the league is official, it looks sanctioned by us, whether we've actually done that or not. It does give that impression. And out of respect to the mappers, I really would like to ask the league admins not to put those classic maps on. And I know that's hard, but the mappers do put a lot of time into
this. Is it French-based?
Is it French-based? No, that would be, you know, I won't even say it's clan-based. Clan-based has been very good about it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, clan-based is actually cool, because they actually leave it up, just like the OGL does, to the two clans that are playing as to what maps they want to play. And so far, all the maps that I have casted have been updated versions. They've been Turnpike. They've been Twin Lakes 2. They've been Casa. So, I mean, there are a lot of the mainstay maps here in Urban Terror. And I see Dragone's on with us now. Dragone, you heard the question, I'm sure. What do you think about creating a classic map pack? Or do you just sort of forget about the older versions that we've created and go with the newer updated versions that have fixed bugs, that have fixed gameplay issues?
Well, first, I try not to think. It hurts.
Yeah, we know.
But when I do, it's usually about things like this. And to be honest with you, it's really, as far as I'm concerned, it's up to the mapper who created the original map, not the new mapper, number one, if it's a replacement mapper or something like that. But I don't think it should be something left up to the community or up to groups of developers or anything like that. I think it should be left completely to the person who made the map.
Yep. And I think on the team we're pretty much in agreement over that, you know, like Blade said, officially we cannot stop anybody from decompiling the Pack 0 or the Pack 1 file, pulling out all the files for one of the classic maps and repacking it together to make a classic Riyadh or a classic Docks or a classic Streets. But honestly, I just cannot see people playing Streets. Streets is not played now. I'm sure if you go out there and look, there are very few servers that will have Streets or Streets 2 running on it right now. That tells us.
The ones that do, I'm trying to get rid of them.
I can't see anybody playing that goddamn map. Oh, sorry, I should have said that. I can't see anybody playing that map, only for the simple fact that, one, it only has support for three game modes. It's not going to support any, you know, of the newer game modes. And not only that, I mean, it makes a mod look bad. I hate to say it. I mean, sorry, Energizer, but, you know, ending it at the Skybox, I mean, not all these maps. I mean, after seeing a map like Village 2 and after seeing all these new maps that are coming out, I would be embarrassed if I were the person actually calling this mod my own to say that maps that looked that bad were in my mod.
I wouldn't diss Energizer for it, just on the fact of the age of that map. It's a very old map, and it just really hadn't been updated. Like, even Docks was updated as it went through. If you go back far enough, Ricochet was updated. So, you know, the other maps have even gotten updated. That one's gotten no updates, no nothing, except for a spawn change at one point.
Can I say one thing, though?
Sure.
And the reason I think it hasn't been updated, and one of the problems I've ran into when I've been working on it, was that because of the layout, because of the way it's laid out, I don't think he could update it realistically in the way it's laid out right now. I don't think he could make it look any better than it is without major changes. I'm even finding that I'm going to have to do major changes because the layout, you can't really add any detail to it as it sits right now because it's all open and you can, it's like Metro. You can see everybody and everything in the map almost all at once.
You know, that was one of the reasons why I took that.
Well, a lot of it
go ahead, Miles.
I was just going to say, a lot of it just comes down to what game modes, you know, that we have at the time. Because look at Train Yard. You know, that was played to pieces, and we got rid of that and replaced it with Revolution. And nobody touches Revolution, probably one of the most gorgeous maps in our arsenal. But, you know, it's just, it doesn't have a game mode that fits it at the moment.
Yeah, going back to Streets here real quick, that was one reason, and Invis, I know I shared it with you, that was one reason why I actually took that map and looked at trying to update it, because we knew people wanted to play it. But once I dropped it into GTK Radiant and started looking at it, oh my god, it was a mapper's nightmare. It was just as bad, if not worse, than Train Yard was when it comes to construction. You have unnecessary brushes. You don't have hint brushes. You have things that should be in a map that aren't in a map that, granted, gamers don't see. But if you're a mapper, you know it's going to decrease your frame rate or decrease your R speeds and increase your frame rate if you have them, but it just could not be accomplished. Thus, completely rebuilt it from the ground up, and then Invis, that's when you took it over and did what you did to it. So,
well, I'm gonna be honest with you. When I got it from you, I almost had a heart attack. I when I looked at it in the editor, I don't know what you did to it, but I don't think you could have done to it what you did to it because when I decompiled the old version. Sorry.
Oh, I've looked at that map in the editor, too, Invis, and it's just, it's
oh my
on
God.
A really, really old version of Radiant, and it just
yeah,
ended
I,
up that you open it a new one.
It's, yeah.
All
your, I opened
your
it
textures
with,
end up well, everywhere. They're just, it's all three
a, it's just
maps. We can't do anything with them.
I looked at it. It took me 3 weeks to get everything back on grid. 3 weeks. Just to get his original design back on grid. And when I finally did that, then and only then could I actually start adding to the map and fixing things. So I can imagine somebody like Oswald looking at it going, oh, God, no way.
I've done it with all three. And also, did you find the textures were not aligned when you opened GTK?
Well, right, but that happens when you go from, like, say, he probably worked on the original Radiant, not GTK.
Yep.
So when you go from the original Radiant to the newer version of Radiant, it will do that automatically. All the texture information is not going to be right. So I expected that. And what I did was when I first got it from Oswald, the first thing I did was caulk everything. So textures to me, like everybody knows me, I don't even go with the original ones anyway. So that wasn't a concern. My concern was how everything was constructed physically, you know. I mean, it just wasn't constructed like it should be constructed. Like a maps where modern mappers, you know, they use a lot of new techniques that help out with frame rates. None of that was done. So I had to, like I said, 3 weeks of just doing that before I could do anything else to the map.
Yep, a lot of work on that map.
Yeah, I believe it.
So that's just one of the reasons why we really don't want to distribute a classic map pack for that reason only, because we do have people who spend not only hours, weeks, months on updating a map. You know, we're using Streets here as an example. I'm sure if we updated Swim, it would become just as popular. You heard Miles touch on Revolution. While we don't officially say that Revolution replaced Train Yard, because I know we did try to bring Train Yard back, but like Streets, it was just a complete nightmare, so we basically got rid of it. And it really, right now, it would not fit any game mode except for free-for-all and maybe Team Deathmatch. But Revolution will be making a return. Wetwired has already told us that he has been working on it. And with the implementation of Bomb Defuse Mode, it is definitely going to bring around the best of what Revolution has to offer. That's just one example of a map that has, I mean, as you heard Miles say, probably one of the best looking maps out there still, and it's over 2 years old that is not even played. And you know, what can you say? So
yeah, well,
that
Revolution
map is pure ownage.
Rev is designed for objectives. Bomb is perfect for it.
Yep. And another map.
And,
Oh, go ahead, Invis.
I think Revolution is one of the better-looking maps I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is. And Blade, maybe you can touch on it because last I heard it was Rabbit Cow working on it. But any update on Pressure Zone? I know some people have asked about that here in the past.
I got a little bit done to it to get into that upper area where the computers are above the ones, you know, there's the computers on the lower floor. There's another floor that you can't get into that's got computers in it too. And I've actually got a way in there now. I've done a little bit of work on it. I'll probably do some. Rabbit Cow hasn't had time to work on it. He got a lot done to it, the hardest part done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He cut that map in half and moved a whole bunch around and cut out a whole bunch and had to add a whole bunch. And it's just not a nice thing to have to do to any.
No, especially
cut me off again.
Yeah, especially when you're sitting there trying to update somebody else's work, it does become somewhat of a pain in the ass to do that. Let's switch gears here for a second.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, seeing as we have Tom here in the channel, we've sort of asked Tom to update our user interface, seeing as Sweet Nuts is now over with Raven Software, working on all those big important games that you and I are going to go out and buy. So, Tom, fill us in on what you're doing with the user interface. Don't mind the lag. He's like a minute behind us here. Tom? Oh, well, I guess he won't fill us in.
I don't think he has a mic.
Oh, shit. You know,
he doesn't have a mic.
What the hell is he doing on here if he doesn't have a mic? Blade, maybe you can fill us in with some of that information, because honestly, I have not seen the new shots of the user interface.
Well, I'm not sure either. I haven't seen everything. I've been so busy with everything else. I know he's been adding drop-down menus for a lot of things that right now you have to do scripts for,
Just
command line. There's more for the recon. I like the way he did the server page. He did that a long time ago. He rearranged it, and he did a beautiful job, so no need to change that. It's much better organized than the old one. It's really quite nice. I know we have to redo the player menu. We haven't done that yet. That's something else you'll have to do, because you know, it'll be different the way you select. You won't select them the way you do now. There's only going to be gender and race. And it's done by, like, at right now at the command line, it's slash race and a number. Like 0 and 1 are white female, black female. 2, 3 is white male, black male. So the whole menu has to change for that player setup.
And what did you say we're doing with heads? Sorry, you said Miles had to create 2 more heads, I believe?
Oh, that's because I decided that for the Russian side, we'd go with a little bit of an Asian flavor, you know, Mongolians, that part of Russia, the eastern part of Russia, and bring that into the game. Give it a little bit more variety, and not just black and white, but to add in the third.
Drag, your comments?
Yeah, what he's done to it is he's added a bunch of things that make server admin and player admin a lot easier. You don't have to go searching through the manual all the time for these commands unless you're really into it and you want to bind them and stuff like that. They're now in the menu. Things like Archon is there, some of the new features as well. Really good stuff that makes it a lot easier to actually do the background stuff, not the actual gameplay stuff, but to set up and things like that, much cleaner.
Yeah, of course, I do want people to use the manual, so basically you're making my job irrelevant here, aren't you? I'm kidding.
No, he is. I'm just making the comment.
And Miles...
Well, don't forget about the mini-map option and the crosshair menu.
Answer your phone, Invis. Yeah, those are 2 other things that are going to be on there. I know Miles wants to talk a little bit about the heads. Actually, I want him to get into the heads here, talk about them just a bit. Miles, do you have some other comments on what we're talking about here?
He always wants to talk about head.
Hey, now. Keep it clean.
That's enough. No, basically, you know, a lot like what Blade Killer mentioned, you know, we're going with the Russian theme, and so we want to put in some sort of Asian background. As far as, like, the way heads were done in the past, you know, you'd have the body skin showing, and since we're now going to cover up the body skins, so there'll be no skin showing on the body skins, no arms or anything, no necks. You know, now we don't have to worry about getting the color of the head to match the arms and such, and it's really been quite a pain in the past because Quake lights the bodies differently than it lights the heads. Heads usually end up being darker, and then you just got a lot of tweaking that goes into that. But now everything will be covered up, and so, you know, you won't have to worry about matching those colors.
And remember, Miles...
And that actually was done to save memory.
And remember,
makes a
Miles...
huge difference to the memory issues.
If you need a head to work off of, we always have Vancilli, our French, Vietnamese, Canadian you can tune to, and he will be more than happy... Well, I won't say that. He'll be more than happy to lend a picture of his head, excuse me, for you to copy off of.
Just as long as he knows which one that I need.
Oh, ow.
Ooh.
That was a joke.
Yes, we
are. Can I make an off-topic comment?
Miles, if it's not political, feel free to make an off-topic comment.
Yeah, it's not political.
What is it?
Basically, I just wanted to... It's not an Oscar speech either, but I wanted to thank a few people. E-Sniper-Wolf, Tom, LT1, Speed Freak... And I'm not sure, if there might have been a couple others that helped me out. I couldn't get all the names, so I'm not sure if Dragon, maybe not. But anyway, they all helped me out on getting a video together of some Urban Terror footage. It's about 3 minutes long. And I was going to put that out several months back, but I've been waiting to hear back from the university I applied to and just want to kind of keep my material safe until I hear back. But I plan on putting that out either this week or next week or such, so everybody can enjoy that. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, let me know, and we'll actually pimp it on the news page here on UrbanTerror.net since people think we never update that page. But that's about it. I'm going to go down the line here, see if any of you have any last comments. Blade Killer, anything you want to finish up with today?
As usual, I want to give a big shout-out to all the people that really, really helped me, the late Team Unified, and the new great-to-be Team Coil. They've always given me so much support and help. Big shout-out to all my friends in the community, like Slayer and the Triad Clan, and just, there's so many people, Sani, No Leaf Clover, there's so many people.
Invis, what about you?
I'd like to thank Phnom, Tom. For Crenshaw, I'm using almost all his textures, except for the ones I'm making my own. But he gave me a base texture set to work with, and I'd like to thank him. He's really helped me out a lot.
Miles, what do you have for us? And don't chew in the mic again. Miles?
Oh, I thought I was done.
Last comment.
Sorry about
anything
that.
Anything you got for us?
Last comment. Yeah, let me give a yeehaw to everybody so that you know that, you know, we actually do that here in Texas.
Yeehaw! Like that?
Yeehaw!
There you go. That's the Miles we know from Texas. Dragon, I know you came in late, but what do you have? Anything?
Yeah, I was thinking
about...
Wow,
I scared the crap out of my mom.
You scared the crap out of the rest of us too, Miles. I was thinking about putting together a pimp movie for the maps that we might be adding, just so that the community can get a look at some of them as they come up closer to final status. So if anybody wants to get into that, let me know and we'll see what we can put together. And community, if that happens, keep an eye out for it.
Well, that's it. That's who we've had on today. We also want to thank Tom as he is in here, but he is not saying a word. So that is going to do it for us today here, Urban Radio. As I said, 5 weeks here in the making, as we finally were able to get some more than just Blade Killer in the channel with us today. So I do want to thank Blade Killer, Invis, Miles, and Dragon for dropping by and tuning in, giving us some updated information here on, as you heard it, skins, weapons, maps, minor code details. So, that is about all we have. We should return next week. We'll have to see how it works out. But I do want to thank everybody who has tuned in today. We'll see you next week. It's Oswald right here, Urban Radio on TSN, where we call the shots. Have a good night.
Oh, it's over? All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.